It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us once again. Randy Bly from Lamb of God. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for being on the show. We are here to talk about the new Lamb of God deluxe version, which of course includes the full Lamb of God record with two bonus tracks and a live version of the album along with a DVD performance of the album. And how does the immediacy of performing an album give it a different perspective compared to the building process of writing and recording it?
Well, I mean, with this one, in particular, it's the first time we've ever performed an album front to back out of any of our albums. You know, when you record an album, generally you don't record it in order, you know, and you don't even know the order of the album, or at least my band doesn't. And I know this is true for other bands. I'm not saying all bands, but a lot of bands, you don't know the order until you're done. So you sequence the album after everything is recorded in order to, you know, see what flows best. That being said, in a live setting, it may not flow the best if you're, especially if you're throwing in songs from other albums, you know. So for us, it was a really interesting experiment to perform the whole album front to back to really see. You know, you have different tunings and all that other stuff to see how things flowed. But it was, for me, it was a really cool experience doing that. I really quite enjoyed it. It's kind of like telling a story. The album builds naturally, both sonically and lyrically. And that was very much intentional. So, yeah, and you know what? I hate recording. So I prefer playing live in general.
Randy Bly from Lamb of God with us from the new Lamb of God album, the deluxe version of the self-titled album, Go Shape People, on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Randy Bly from Lamb of God with us talking about the new Lamb of God deluxe version. Lamb of God, the album, was released in an especially contentious election year. Being a writer, photographer, and lyricist, how has the aftermath stimulated your creative voice?
The aftermath? I mean, like, we had already written that album before the election, you know? And I put, there's political commentary, but it's in a much broader sense than any specific president or election. You know, I was trying to look for, you know, causes, not effects, causes of the polarization that has occurred in our country, not necessarily like a snapshot of exactly what is happening, you know, and there was a bit of historical background to that, starting with I wrote the album lyrically. I wrote it in order and then sequenced it later, as we were talking about earlier. So for me, you know, since the election or whatever, it's kind of a sit back and watch and see what happens process. You know, it's not like I need to write about this immediately, because the news today changes so rapidly, so quickly. You know, we've had a weird election, we've had a pandemic, we've had, you know, natural disasters, all this crazy stuff. Everything is happening so quickly. I don't feel the immediate urge to comment on it. And I think that's a problem in our society, specifically with social media. Everybody's so quick to, this is my opinion on this. And it's like, well, why don't we sit back and watch the sort of long-term effects of what have happened, and then draw a judgment there.
Randy Bly from Lamb of God with us. The new Lamb of God deluxe version is out now. Quick break. Coming up next, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with the one and only Jamie Josta of Hatebreed, plus music from Iron Maiden. Randy's going to be picking music. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Randy Bly from Lamb of God with us talking about the new Lamb of God deluxe version. Lyrically, you're not afraid to be confrontational about social and political issues. How has that painted an inaccurate picture of your personality and temperament?
I guess some people would think, oh, this guy is like super duper liberal in all aspects, and that's not true. You know, in some ways I'm quite conservative. You know, I think there change is definitely necessary in so many ways in our society, but I do think in many ways with this rampant spread of technology, there's a lot of good values that are being abandoned. And, you know, some people would look at that and say, oh, that's stodgy conservatism. But I don't care. You know, I don't define myself as liberal or conservative or Democratic or Republican. And just because you speak on a certain issue, and that's a problem in our country today, on both the left and the right, is this knee-jerk reaction that if you disagree with some sort of issue, because things are so polarized right now, then automatically you're painted as, you know, A or B. And that's idiotic. You know, that's simply moronic. We're all human beings. And I think people are existing in these echo chambers, particularly because they're isolated lately. And, you know, they're sitting in these digital echo chambers of negativity, you know, and it's just sort of reinforcing their biases. They're looking for things, you know, to just reinforce their opinions. As far as like an inaccurate view of my personality, I have no idea of what people really view my personality as. I mean, my friends tell me I'm a pretty mellow guy, you know? So I don't really care what people think of my personality. It's not my concern. It's really none of my business. My business is to, act in a manner in accordance with my moral compass, which I would like to think is empathetic and correctly calibrated.
It's Full Metal Jackie Randy Bly with us. The new Lamb of God deluxe version of the Lamb of God album is out now. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Genghis Tron, Warrior Soul, and more with Randy. Stick around. It's Whiplash on Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Randy Bly from Lamb of God with us. We're here celebrating the new Lamb of God deluxe version of the album. Randy, when you're not on stage, there seems to be a bit of an isolationist aspect to your lifestyle. How has that benefited you in a year of quarantine and social distancing?
I mean, I have friends. You know, I don't live in a cave by myself when I'm not on stage. But, you know, I keep a pretty tight circle. As far as, like, how this has benefited me, I mean, like, you know, I'm not just a heavy metal musician guy. Artistically, I write and I do photography and, you know, I write for other bands. I have other projects, so... For me, I'm not saying that the quarantine and all that stuff and lack of human contact, particularly with my family, has not been rough. But for creative types, really, not just me, and I know this for a fact because I have a lot of friends who are writers and musicians and photographers and visual artists, we all have something to kind of lean into when we're by ourselves. You know, that we're kind of used to doing. You know, when I sit down to write, I don't sit down with my bandmates or my family or a chick or whatever. I sit down at a desk by myself. So in that sense, nothing has changed, you know, and it's kind of like, oh, this is normal. I don't know. I mean, for me also, like, having been raised for a good portion of my youth by my grandmother, who grew up, she's 100 years old. She grew up in the Depression, you know, and I was made very aware growing up that that was her experience and heard lots of stories as a woman who was raised in the Depression. You know, she was born in 1920, 21, raised in the raised in the Depression, lived through World War II, Korea, Vietnam, lost her husband at a young age, you know, is a country woman. She's a tough lady, you know? So that was kind of my level, my sort of internal paradigm mentally that was set for being able to handle difficulties. So when I hear, and it's not that this has not been rough on people, and people have died, and people have, you know, lost their businesses, which is horrible, you know, it's absolutely horrible. But when I hear some people complaining about, you know, this is like prison, I'm sitting at home going nuts, and I'm like, no, this is not like prison at all. You know, if you've ever been to prison, you know that having Netflix and sitting on your couch and ordering Uber Eats is not the worst thing in the world. So, you know, it's not been a good time for anyone, but this is not by far the worst thing humanity has ever faced, you know? And another thing is that this term that the newscasters constantly throw about in these unprecedented times, it makes you want to strangle them, because none of this is unprecedented. Even just in the United States, within the last, I don't know, 100 years or so, we've had pandemics, you know, we've had crazy elections, we've had natural disasters, we've even had violent toilet paper hoarders in the 70s, you know? So none of this is new. It just means that it hasn't happened in our very short lifespan, you know? And if you pay attention to history, you learn that stuff, that this is just endless repetition of the cycle of humanity. And we just got to sit tight. We're going to get through it. It's not unprecedented. Learn the English language, please.
Full Metal Jacket. Randy Bly is my guest on the show this week. The new Lamb of God deluxe version is out now. It includes the full Lamb of God record with two bonus tracks and a live version of the album, along with a DVD performance of the album. And again, it's out now. Quick break. Coming up next, we're going to check out the title track off the new Genghis Tron record, Dream Weapon. We'll also hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with Randy from Lamb of God. It's Full Metal Jackie. Randy Bly from Lamb of God is my guest on the show this week. And Randy, the live concert industry has been on an indefinite hiatus, removed from the actual grind of being on the road. What have you found yourself missing most about touring?
What have I found myself missing the most about touring? Well, I mean, obviously seeing different places. I love to travel. That's one of my favorite things about being in a band is traveling. You know, in my job, I've been lucky enough to go to all the continents except for Antarctica, and had some wonderful experiences with some beautiful people. So personally, I've missed just seeing cool places because I love being on the road. But I think as a musician, really, what has affected me after putting out the new record, which, you know, got very good. It was received very well by the fans and the press. What I've missed is going out and playing those songs and trying them out, trying to see which ones are going to make it into the set list, you know, which ones really connect with the audiences. Going out and playing that in front of audiences and feeling that sort of exchange of energy, because that's what a live show is. If you're doing it right, it's a massive, massive form of communication. It's an exchange of energy, you know? So the audience, the more energy they give off, the more energy we give off, and the better the show is for everyone. And you know, it's that it, on a large scale, it's for me, I guess, you know, it's sort of like person to person contact in a weird way. Like just feeling that energy from the audience, you know, and seeing them enjoy themselves. That's super, super, super gratifying when you play in front of an audience and you can tell they're having a really good time. You're like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm, you know, what I enjoy doing, and people are getting something out of this that they need, you know. It's that release. So I really miss that, man. I miss that sort of exchange of energy with the audience. But I think it's going to happen, you know, sooner rather than later.
Pick up the new version of Lamb of God, the deluxe version. Randy, thank you so much for being on the show. Great to catch up with you once again.
Sure. Good to talk to you.
Stick around because there's more metal on the way.